So remember me talking to you, I think last week, about running a red light in downtown and getting pulled over and having completely zero idea when the officers pulled me over as to why I was being pulled over. Because, you know, if you've ever been pulled over before, you know they usually ask, hey, do you know why I pulled you over?
Right. And I said, no, officer. I thought I was obeying all the laws.
Obviously, you know, they ask you that, and a lot of times you'll tell on yourself.
Right.
But I legit had zero idea as to why I got pulled over. I'm like, I don't. And so anyways, I had run a yellow light that had turned red.
Oh, and you didn't quite make it.
Right. Got me on that. So I say when it rains, it pours, because we had taken a trip to St. Louis mm-hmm. over the weekend. Right. I mean, man, I tell you what, Kelly. When you get on 64 there sometime there in, when you're in Illinois and Indiana, just, I mean, it's a straight.
It's a long stretch.
It's a long stretch. There's a straight shot, and man, there's just not a whole.
You can get there faster if you go a little faster.
Yeah. You
can. Let him breathe a little bit.
You know what? I mean, let the puppy open up a little bit. Let mama, you know, feel the engine roar underneath. Yeah. So
stretch your legs a little.
Right. You know, the speed limit's 70. I'm probably going 71.
I bet you are. You're slightly over.
And I'm close to the Indiana border. I'm in Illinois on I-64.
Uh-huh.
You know when you get that pit in your stomach?
Oh, yeah.
I see a turn signal on the freeway coming the opposite direction.
Uh-huh.
And that turn signal was in the left lane. And so I'm like, huh. This person's probably turning around.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, people who turn around on freeways are law enforcement. And so as soon as I was like, my wife was in the passenger seat. She could almost hear my brain.
Oh, God.
She's like, you're going to get pulled over.
Is she looking at the speedometer? How fast are you going?
I mean, she knows I'm going 71.
Uh-huh.
And she knows that, you know, we're making good time going that one extra mile an hour
right.
over the speed limit.
Yes, makes a difference.
And she's already warned me earlier in the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, you're this.
Hey, Leadfoot.
It's 70. You're going 71. You know, probably need to back it down a little
bit.
Yeah.
You back it down that whole 1 mile an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
So I pass by the officer. So I had already gotten over into the right lane. And like, no, I'm in the right lane.
I was just changing lanes.
I'm just changing lanes.
You think I'm going faster, but I was just changing lanes.
But it was the moment that I pass her and she is still turning. We exchanged looks.
No, you actually made eye contact.
Yes,
oh my God.
We look at each other. We look at each other. And I'm like look at her. And typically, I don't do that. Typically, I'm like, eyes forward. But there was something about it that I just looked over and she looks at me.
To say, like, is it confirmation?
Yeah,
is she really looking at me? She's looking at me.
And so, and then we pass. And my wife Elizabeth's like, you're so busted. And I see her flip her lights on. I'm like, and she's sitting there in the median. She hasn't whipped around yet. She's just sitting there in the median. And I'm like, looking, and I'm also looking at the border that's in front of me going,
cross the border, just cross the border. Hit me across the border, right? Out of her jurisdiction.
I know, right? She's Illinois. This is Indiana. I see the river.
Oh,
I don't know if she couldn't get out in time, but we.
Oh, they'll get mad if you like they are trying to chase you, but they're endangering their lives
because of the
oncoming traffic.
Yeah, for sure. So the distance keeps going. I back it down from 71 to 70.
I've been here the whole time.
I know. And I'm looking in my rearview mirror. And my wife's like, she's not pulling out after you.
Did she like give you a ticket with her eyes?
I think she did.
Okay.
I think she was like, buddy.
I see you.
And she even flipped on her lights but then just sat there.
Oh.
And
do you think maybe then she was like, I'm going to radio up to my friend who's a little
bit
further up.
He's going to
nail the guy.
So then I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe then she was like, well, I couldn't get around. I couldn't pull out in time. We exchanged glances.
He knows.
That's his warning.
Yes.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yes, exactly. But you know that feeling in the pit of your stomach.
Oh, gosh.
Everything clenches up.
There's
you see the lights
like
and you're like, ah!
You feel like the worst criminal on planet Earth, like you're on the run.
But then I had that feeling as soon as I crossed from Illinois to Indiana. I was like, I'm a free man.
And you were able
stepped
to
step it back up to 71.
So you never stepped it back up. I am comfortably.
I will.
Above the law a little longer.
I don't know. So, anyways, that was a moment. That was a moment.
That is not ending up where I thought it was going to end up. I thought. No. She was going to nail you. You're going to be facing like a $200 ticket. Or you got to go back to traffic school in St. Louis, Illinois, wherever.
Anyways.
All right. Wow.
I literally had one of those moments over the weekend where it was just like, man.
Now, Sissy says, some cops, they will let you go if they know you slow down.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe.
That's probably what it was.
You told her with your eyes.
I told her with my eyes.
I'm so sorry.
I am slowing down right now.
I'm going one over. I will rectify that immediately.
Yep.
You're just getting some shade on the text line. So that whole story was about Ben not getting a ticket. LOL. Yes, it was. But it was a roller coaster of emotion, wasn't it?
That's what it was.